have sworn on the altar of God eternal resistance over every form of tyranny of the mind of man. But remember, we can't do this alone. In fact, we don't do any of this. We are just the willing vessels with our free will to ask God to lead, guide, and direct us to be instruments of His will. Ministers of truth, ministers of justice, ministers of the will of God on this planet today. And we are imperfect. We see through a rose color darkly, and that's why we got to constantly be praying to God, constantly asking God to direct us. And when we get the voice of God, the still voice of God, when we're told to do something by God, we have to do it even though we don't want to. And there's been plenty, you know, that I didn't want to do. I'm all about factoids, info. I want to just tell you about things. I respect you. I want to show you how I see things working so you can research it. You give me info. We augment the information. We move forward. I love pure stuff like Nick Sherlock. Pure stuff like Nick Sordor. Pure stuff where you go out and you show what's going on. That's what I'm all about. That's what we do.
If, by Rudyard Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools, if you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss, if you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
The answer to 1984.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, if we're anything, we're 1776. We are the Americans. Damn it, it's what I've come from, it's what I am. It's not even a question of the fact that I don't follow it. That's why America's under so much attack, because it is the best house in a bad neighborhood. I grew up with a family who weren't prideful people, but they get weird about Texas. And I thought, I don't like pride. They taught me not to like this, but this thing, what is this? Thought it was stupid until I got older and learned about the rest of the world. And I realized that I got to taste the tail end of what real Texas was. Honorable, strong, tough, smart people. Now, it's no mistake that it's recognized the real resistance to the globalists emanates out of Texas and a few other states, and that's what we're doing here tonight. We have a massive live New Year's Eve 2025 transmission. Huge guest coming up. Stay with
me. Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Real leadership, the essence of leadership is showing people how it's done so that they understand it's the right way and getting them to adopt it. And being a leader means you go against the tide when the tide is wrong. You go against the crowd when the crowd is wrong. You go against the establishment when the establishment is degenerate and sick. And then by example and by competence and by will and by strength, then the timid join you. Because then it costs nothing to be a patriot, to quote the great Mark Twain. In the beginning, the patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. The patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him. Because then it cost nothing to be a patriot. And when you commit to something worthy and good, it is not a weight. It is everything. It is your greatest strength. It becomes your soul to risk your life for freedom. It's what God forged you in his mind as he created your soul before he even put you in your mother's womb. He knew you. The problem is, this is when the globals can knock the power out and blame the Russians or whoever. They've already pre-programmed that. This is when they could set off a TAC nuke, try to shoot down Air Force One with surface-to-air missiles, blame Iran. This is the globalist color revolution that they've done hundreds of times around the world. Hundreds since 1947. Operation Ajax, Operation Gladio. The list goes on and on. I just keep saying, danger, danger, mortal danger to the country. Mortal danger to your future. I mean, I can physically feel the anxiety and electricity shooting up and down my body and the palpable, not fear, because that's not the feeling I feel, the feeling of ready to fight. And I'm fighting in the information war. I have electricity feeling in my teeth right now. I have to make myself not bare my teeth and bug my eyes out right now as I address you, because that's what I feel like. People want to conquer us. You want war? But I understand it's informational. So that's where I am right now. But I just showed you who I am. That's what I feel like every second right now. That's the urgency. Fauci and Gates and Schumer and Newsom want to destroy our future. You want us to live in bondage? You want to cut our children's penises off? You Satanist! I'm just telling you, I've never felt so much urgency. My spider sense has never even been close to this much on fire. My cells tell me I'm in a war, and to girt myself for it. And to guard myself for truth, because we are up against the scum of the earth that will give us no quarter. This is an endless war, a fight between good and evil. And in this cycle, good is rising, and good is winning, and evil can feel it in its bones. And it is rising to the challenge. Supposed to be here in the last few years, and in the final minutes of 2025. InfoWars in the legendary studios, 16, 17 years here, just in these studios, continuing into another year, 2026. And behind the scenes, it would take hours to go into all the battles and the deep state fights and what's happening. But regardless, the transmission continues on. But Trump coming from behind, Trump surviving assassination, all the incredibly positive things we've gotten done. We need to take account of that and really have a Thanksgiving for the blessing we've been given of the Great Awakening, not just here, but around the world. And though Trump is an imperfect vessel, he's day and night compared to what Kamala Harris would have done. And many of the listeners say there's a paradox. You criticize Trump a lot and you praise him a lot. Well, it's very clear each time I do it. We praise the good things and support the good things, and we look at things we disagree with but aren't quite sure of, and we debate them, and things we know are wrong, we say are wrong, and most of the time, Trump course corrects. And that's what we did with General Flynn today in that powerful first hour. And he called me for my advice. We had a long conversation yesterday, and I said, sir, this is just so out of control. A lot of that I knew myself separately from him, but a lot of that I didn't know. I said, you just make the decision today what you're going to say. So it's not speaking out of confidence. He didn't really get to it today, but I wanted to be clear about one of the main things that we were discussing, because we were both not afraid to say this stuff, but we don't want to damage Trump. We want to get him back on track. When a train starts getting off the track, you don't want to blow the train up. You want to get back on track. Flynn briefed me in on it, and I've been dealing with similar attacks. There's this big debate whether, you know, Susie Wiles is good or not. And if you criticize her in any way, you get your access cut off or whatever. But he confirmed that Susie Wiles was doing opposition research on him and other key Trump supporters that have been critical about the direction of the administration. They were targeting his wife, his sons, his daughters. And it's on record, you know, he got targeted by the deep state when Trump first got in. He was the target number one. And then I just went on to say, I've had all these journalists, I mean, for months, a crescendo recently with Bongino calling up saying, when I get back on my podcast, I'm going to expose you. I'm going to come after you for criticizing us and what we did. That was a separate issue. And I was clear today that Bongino is just all into himself. And separately, it shows the attitude by some of the DOJ against the American people that he behaves like that. But that it's not Bongino that's up there at the DOJ running all this. That was a separate issue. I didn't want to have that mixed into it. That's basically what it became. And when I was telling Flynn on air about, you know, Bongino and all the journalists that call me saying, you know, he's going on the war path and how dare us criticize what he and Patel did, I'm like, you destroyed yourself in front of the public's eyes. And that's not our fault, but sure, fill your hand. Do whatever it is you're going to do to, you know, expose us or whatever. But that was a separate issue. I brought it up. Flinder in the break goes, yeah, he was sending me a bunch of crap a few days ago, Sam, you know, similar things. That is separate. Bongino was not part of the Todd Blanche, Susie Wiles, you know, persecution operation against Trump patriots. He's just running around throwing fits with vendettas against people that criticized what him and Kash Patel did with ridiculous deer-in-the-headlight statements, you know, 8 months ago and others. Oh, Epstein acted alone, and he wasn't a human trafficker, and Crooks acted alone in Butler trying to kill Trump, and there's no accomplices with Tyler Robinson and the assassination of Kirk. And people just don't buy that, and the facts don't go there, but that's a separate issue. But it just shows the disconnection of people like Bongino, who's not some leftist globalist, but is a New York cop in the Secret Service. He's just an example of this, who then, you know, is this big patriot and speaks out against the globalists, so gets brought in and then somehow gets co-opted to pitch their agenda. And then he's upset and wants to leave the administration because he's burning down politically. And then he tries to blame those of us that called him out on stuff when it's all his own doing. Listen, if I've had one skill in my life, it's that when I'm wrong, I know how to admit it. And I want to get better. I am all about the crew. Hey, if I do something wrong, tell me. If you think I'm out of doing something wrong, correct me. We got a problem, tell me. I don't want yes men. And I'm not even trying to get into Bongino right now. It's just that that was front and center today because I was doing an interview and, you know, Flynn contacted the producer, Daria, and was like, Bongino's calling me up flipping out. I'm not even responding. What's going on here? And so I went back and reviewed it, and it was all over the internet. Oh, Bongino's persecuting Flynn and his family. We didn't say that. We said high-level White House people. Then I went into Bongino flipping out and, you know, going after people and saying, I'm going to expose you for, you know, what you said about me and others. That is a totally separate issue. Because I'm all about accuracy, and I'm done talking about that. I just want to get that out front here. Okay? And not because I'm scared of Bongino, you know, talking bad about me. It's just that I don't think Bongino's a villain. I think Bongino's a little kid. I think he's a prima donna. I've experienced it over the years. I'm not going to get into it. And I don't have some hard-on for him. I'm just sick of his crap. But he's not the enemy. And hopefully he can rehabilitate himself. But I don't think that's going to happen. If he thinks he's going to go back on air in February and have this, you know, attack everybody tour and whip us all into shape, that's the dumbest thing he could ever do. How about he goes back to the Bongino that was saying there was obviously people helping crooks in Pennsylvania, which we all know anyways. How about he goes back to the guy that was exposing the deep state instead of telling us Epstein killed himself and acted alone and, you know, the Easter Bunny's real and all the rest of it, because that's what this all comes down to. But his flailing around shows at least he has a soul. So good for him. I don't think Bongino's a bad guy. All right. You know, driving back here after I went home and saw my family tonight for a couple hours, I was thinking about how do I express to you the amazing, epic success we've all had together against the globalists. When I first got started on air 31 years ago, it'll be 32 years in April, hard to believe. I'm 52 years old then, in February. That 1% of people knew about the private Federal Reserve and the globalists and the CFR back then. It's about half the public now. And not just here, but around the world. We have moved the needle so far exponentially. That's why the globalists are panicking. And the trust in the UN and the trust in the WHO and the whole global system is basically zero. So now that people are so awake, a lot of new people have awoken. They don't have all the facts or depth or context. They know they've been lied to. The new paradox and the new paradigm is that they know they're being lied to, but now they can be misled into any type of pipe dream or any type of diversion or any type of distraction, any type of crazy theory that doesn't have a basis in reality because they don't have the depth. And I always knew this moment would happen, and it's okay, because this is a very intellectual show. This is a fact-heavy program. And it's one thing to wake up you're being lied to. It's another thing to wake up to exactly what's happening. Because spending, you know, 15, 20 hours a day doing this, I still know I know nothing, as Socrates said. Or as I said on Joe Rogan, I'm kind of retarded. But the real philosopher knows they know a small percentage of what's happening in the world. And to boil that down, I know nothing. But the newbies, they think they know everything, and that's okay. It's like Neo being woken up from the Matrix, and all Morpheus' promise was, you take the red pill, you're going to actually see what's going on. That's all I can promise you, nothing more. So this is everybody's journey. But I've something that I only figured out in the last 10 years was I always overestimated how good humanity was. And so I figured that if we expose the globalists, the majority of people would wake up to it, especially as the globalist plan unfolded and got so tyrannical and so oppressive, and that it'd be easy to defeat them. What I didn't bet on was that a lot of people would figure out how the system actually works and use that knowledge to join the system and be more effective, because I decompartmentalize how it all works to kind of get people a PhD in how to counter the globalist. But if you want to use it for evil, you could actually use what you're learning here for a PhD in evil, to jump ahead of all the compartmentalization and come right in as a major general in the operation against humanity. So it's paradoxical, as I said. You know, the devil's greatest trick was not that he doesn't exist. It was that good doesn't exist. So a lot of people believe good doesn't exist. But you also can't underestimate how much evil exists. And so now I see a lot of people that have learned about the system, learned what's going on, and they've decided really is just mercenaries against humanity to engage in pure deception and weaponized evil that, quite frankly, already surpasses the corporate media in its sophistication, because they're centralized, being given centralized orders. You've got all these people practicing kind of black magic of information out there that are testing and manipulating and doing it and watching others and getting more successful at it. And so I'm the guy that's usually seeing into the future better than most. And I did kind of see this problem, but not as bad as it is. Because I'm seeing, supposedly out of our own ranks, a war on logic, a war on truth, a war on justice that is dangerous. And again, I did predict that would happen. It's just surprising to me how incredibly intense it is. Because you'll notice, other than my monologues here at the start, I'm like, this happened, here's the bill. This happened, here's the medical report. This happened, here's the video. This happened, here's the statement. 95% of what I do is like, here's this, what do you think? But when you get into the esoteric and the Gnostic and the occultic, it's all hidden. They have projections that are nebulous, and then you buy into an idea with no proof. And that's really a cynical thing to do, knowing that the general public is still not very informed or involved or awake. They're only partially awake. So there's all these newly awakened people that we awaken, but like an alarm goes off in your house, a smoke detector, you wake up, you smell smoke, you don't know where the fire is, you're not sure what's going on, you got to turn the lights on, you got to figure it out. Those people are waking up. We woke them up, you woke them up, and they're waking up in the dark with smoke, and there's the globalists with a trap door leading them into hell. And so we have to be aware of that and understand that a lot of people are going to use the Great Awakening to stampede a lot of lemmings off the edge of a cliff. But that's how God works, and it'll all be turned towards good in the end. But I am seeing the establishment that's totally discredited and any of their organs of propaganda completely destroyed when it comes to credibility. So now the obvious attack, which was obvious to predict, and I did predict it, it wasn't hard, but it's more intense than I thought, is coming from people claiming they're with us. And because there is a Great Awakening, there's a war over MAGA. You have the Israel lobby and Ben Shapiro and Mark Levin and all of them trying to come in and take over. And then you've got the fake America First movement. And by the way, there's a real America First movement. But you've got the fake America First movement that's actually trying to undermine Trump, undermine the good appointees, undermine the good movements we're having to demoralize us to give up. And so you've got to be aware of that, that the main attack now is going to come from within our own camp, because we are in ascension. We're winning right now, hearts and minds, intellectually. We've proven the globalists. We've proven the fluoride. We've proven the atrazine. We've proven the world government. We've proven the poison shots. We've proven the replacement migration plan. We've proven that communism isn't a failed system. It's a predatory enslavement system that's very successful. We've proven the left aren't misguided idiots. They're part of a sinister death cult. So now the fight is within our own intellectual camp. And anyone that gives you nebulous things and trust this person with no proof, you have to immediately know that's bad. And you look at the formulas of what they're doing, it is completely obvious. So as this year comes to a close, here in just the next few hours, 9:25 Central right now. I think it's very important to thank God for the great discernment we've been given, for the great victories we've been given, and to realize that we have advanced and we are winning major battles and are overall winning the war, and it's ours to lose, but to also then reassess and really pull back and understand we're part of a larger historic arc, and that we don't rise or fall on Trump. He rode in on the wave we created. We don't abandon Trump. We support the good he does, but we don't put our eggs in his basket metaphysically as if we depend on him. We all depend on God, who is the wind in our sails and our discernment and the intel we need to not just survive but thrive. And we have to understand that it is our influence, not just with Trump, but in our own families and local government at every level of society, that must be enforced, not through tyranny, but through will, through example, through leadership. The left craves targeting our children. The left craves bullying us with political correctness. The left craves making us bow down by increment to what they say. We need to expose that, speak out against that. And then by open leadership and open example, lead the way out of this. This is ours to lose right now. So I want to salute you all for the work you've done and how far you've taken humanity and the great fourth turning that's happening right now. And I want you to have a strong spirit of victory and be strong as a lion and not let the enemy demoralize you with their sinister nastiness and their evil and their deception, whether it's the left or globalists posing as patriots or any of it, and just feel sorry for them and realize that they've committed to evil, they've chosen the dark side, they've chosen the black magic, and we have not chosen it. And we're going to trust in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and we are going to move forward with the truth and the will of God that empowers us and drives us, and that we are victorious. And they know that. They know they're losers. That's why they're so angry. It's why they want to claw civilization, Bill Gates and all of them, and King Charles, into their hole with them, because they know they're losers. All they can do is try to overturn the chessboard. All they can do is try to take as many of us with them as they can. And that is the epic moment we're in, because the journey is the destination on this planet. The test of life and standing up against the trials and tribulations and the darts of the devil is really what this is all about. And I can just tell you, I'm proud of you, and I salute you, and I thank you. Got a lot of huge guests coming up tonight. Gary Melton, an amazing former Green Beret, and just knocking it out of the park on the globalist psyops. Kyle Serafin from the top FBI whistleblower. Roger Stone needs no introduction. Gavin McGinnis, Ben Marble, Tom Renz, and others tonight. And I believe, isn't Harrison Smith coming in later? We got so much tonight. Stay with us. I want to talk to you all right now about something beyond important. And it's about a choice that you have to make. And that's not hype. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has been under unprecedented attack for really 15 years, intensifying when Obama in 2013 secretly listed us as a terrorist organization for destruction by the CIA and FBI that was declassified earlier in the year by the Trump administration. I'm all over the Crossfire Hurricane. I'm all over the Arctic Frost as one of the main people to be taken out by the deep state itself. And the reason for that is we have the information, I have the background, I have the research, I have the guest, I have the crew, we have the giant audience. They tune in and they cannot stand what they hear being discussed on this broadcast. So when you spread the word about this broadcast, when you pray for this broadcast, when you share the articles and videos and reports or take them and make clips yourself and share them, this belongs to you as much as it belongs to me. When you do that, you are the amplification system. Again, you're not part of the fight, you are the fight. And when you support this operation financially, you allow us to stand up against the Paul Weiss law firm, the top Democrat law firm in the country, and we are having major victories against them. We've held them off, shutting us down, as you've seen, intensely the last few years, and it is just a knockdown, drag-out operation. But regardless, the Alex Jones store, thealexjonesstore.com, is not owned by me, it's owned by Bigley. It's funding InfoWars and the fight and the crew and the operation and the bandwidth and everything. And it's funding the Alex Jones Network backup that's been built. So it is absolutely critical that you go to thealexjonesstore.com. And until New Year's evening, we are running a ultra massive sale. Buy one, get one free on almost every supplement we've got. A few of them we can't because of methylene red, a small shipment came in. It's going to sell out probably today. So add, and this is the key. You don't just buy one of one type and get the same one free. That's the usual deal. You can buy any supplement and buy any other supplements. You can buy a $20 supplement and buy a $45 one free. You understand? So buy one supplement, get any other supplement you want free. Add any supplement to your cart and get any other supplement you choose free. You can mix and match any of our amazing supplements together, and they are the best. Ultramethylene Blue, tincture and capsules, bovine colostrum, CMOS capsules, Life Force, Ultimate Life Force Spike Protein Cardiovascular Detox, Shilajit capsules and gummies, incredible. Ultimate Turmeric, 95% curcuminoid. Ultimate Power Drink Mix, which is even stronger than Turbo Force. If you like Turbo Force, you're going to love it. Ultimate Power Drink Mix, two great flavors now available at thealexjonesstore.com. High-quality concentrated beef cooking tallow. You asked for it, we got it. Ultra DNA Revival. You like DNA Force? This is even better. It's NAD Plus Booster. Atomic Defense. Incredible immune system boosting system. Ultimate Burn. Safe, healthy, metabolic rate turn up to help you lose weight naturally. MK Ultra. Great for your brain. The Tallow Balm. We never talk about enough. Optimal Human. The ultimate green drink. You heard Harrison Smith rant and rave about it. It is all available at thealexjonesstore.com. And it makes this entire operation possible. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. Your support, we can't do it without you. Also, InfoWarsStore.com has some limited fish oil and turmeric that are high quality. Also, the collectible fundraiser posters limited edition that I designed. You can also make a straight donation there. We need funds. We got about a $300,000 underage going out in the next few months. We need your support right now. InfoWarsStore.com. You know who you are, the past supporters. I want to encourage those who have been on the fence to take action now. History's happening, and you're betting on a horse that continues to win. Thank you so much.
Now, back to our program.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I want you to listen real carefully to me, folks, because everything I say, I mean. But I was really taking stock today of how thankful I am to the listeners and viewers for keeping me in the fight. Because I'm not scared of dying. I'm not scared of prison. I'm not scared of anything except being beaten by these people. I mean, so when callers call in and thank me, I'm always, will you please stop? Like, you listen, you care, you share the show, you pray for us, you keep us on the air, you buy the products. It's not about kissing your ass. It's about you understanding you're not the tail. You're not the head. You're not the legs. You're not the hair. You're not the guts. You're not the heart. You're not the brains. You're not the eyes. You're not any. You're the whole dog, folks. The dog don't hunt without you. And the minute you figure that out, is the minute we start winning. I had General Flynn on, who's a real general, Defense Intelligence Agency, combat veteran, wrote all the war doctrine, predicted China would turn against us 10 years before. He knows what he's doing, okay? Doesn't have some fancy British accent. You know, just like I got a Texas accent. I think we're dumb if you don't have some British accent. The guy is a genius. And I was about to say to him, isn't Nick Shirley and how he inspired all these people, thousands now around the country exposing fraud, isn't that the answer to all the corruption? And I'm about to say it. He goes, I just want to say Nick Shirley's the answer. It was like the first 5 minutes of hour two, he went over. And it was like simpatico. Because it's prima facie, folks. It's not like it's a hard answer. We know. And so when I tell listeners, when you call in and I take calls, thank you. Oh, you're so great. I'm so great. They want to cut my kids' dicks off and my daughter's breast off. I'm so great. I don't want him like literally giving his point. I mean, I'm great that I have an instinct to fight. You have that same instinct. It's why you're tuned in. It's you they want to deal with. They want this focal point gone because they don't want us to understand that we're the majority. I don't tell the stories all the time. You see me do live feeds. My security begs me not to do it. D.C., Austin, London, L.A., anywhere. I go turn a live feed on just on the side of the street. Every other person walking by is a listener, Asian, black, white. It's not about me being popular. I'm the symbol of the devil patriot. And how did it work for the globalists? More popular than ever. It's not about me. It's that you're not a public figure. You don't know how popular liberty is. So I'm going to say it again. You have all the power. You're not number one. You're the whole shooting match. Like, I don't depend on God. God is everything. Well, we're creations of God. You have to stop this thought that, it's even a choice. To me, it's not even a choice to fight evil. It is the default. And it's not a job to do this. I didn't even sleep last night. I only had like 3 cups of coffee. I'm so focused. I'll probably go tonight. I probably won't be able to sleep tonight. And I'm somebody that slept great my whole life because it's the opportunity right now to be in this fight is so epic. So I want you to stop calling in and thanking me. What I want you to do is share the live feed like your life depends on it, on your text message, your email. Take clips out. You own this show. What I want you to do is pray for the broadcast. What I want you to do is financially support it. I don't want platitudes. I want war. I don't want talk. I want action. And I'm not bitching. But when you realize you are the weapon, you are the resistance, you, like a V for Vendetta, you know, the head inspector says, why didn't you do this before? He said, I finally got the chief inspector to listen to me. I've been waiting for you. Been waiting for you. You think I can do this alone? So I'm going to go back to you again. You are 1776. You could be black, white, old, young. You love freedom. You're in charge. And let me tell you, whether Trump does what he's supposed to or not, it doesn't matter. You can see the global awakening. It's accelerating. And Nick Shirley is such an example of that. All the great stuff I've done, all the great stuff that people like James O'Keefe has done. Incredible. Did it ever have a spark like that? No. It's because of the time of Nick Shirley. Because I was in the third wave of the anti-globalist movement. That would take an hour to get into. The first one in 1913. The next in the 60s, the next in the early 90s. And my was in the big wave. My wave was way bigger, 10 times bigger than the wave before. And that wave before was 10 times bigger than the last one. This one's 100 times bigger. You see, and we've got to sit back and watch our soldiers and watch what we've done in the fields and these ripples with these rocks we've thrown out. We've got to celebrate this. I'm going to shut up now and go to our guests. I just cannot. The only way we lose is if the enemy convinces you we've lost. It's like the Terminator movie back in the 80s when they send back the Terminators. They've already lost. They've already lost, folks. The only way they win is convincing us that we've lost. And to turn over the keys to them with all this infighting and psyop, they're going to come at us from our own operations now. And I knew this forever, but I've seen the new enemy. And it's worse than I even thought. Totally amoral, totally sociopathic, satanic, literally gremlin-eyed. And we know what we're talking about. We knew it was going to come from our own movement. That's their only move left. What's a Terminator do? It looks like us. That's how it infiltrates. But the point is, it's okay because God's on our side. All right, I really appreciate Gary Melton coming on. I didn't even realize in the middle of the night because a former producer that worked here is like, hey, you know, Gary Meldon's coming on Friday, we heard, and here's videos. This isn't out yet of, you know, Candace Owens' star witness attacking his wife and, you know, kid with, you know, running around with a hammer. And so I'm like, put it out, everything. I didn't realize you already put out HD of it. We're going to play some of that coming up. But I wanted to get your 35,000-foot view on just the general state of America, the world, your view, and then just where you see all this going. And then, and I got to say, the next generation of evil is so, I know it even shook you up. I'll be honest, it shook me up. They're like, we don't care if he's beating people with hammers. We don't care if it's all lies. We're just, and then they're editing videos and lying. I mean, we're like, whoa, this is next level. While they pose as the good guys, but we knew this was coming. So Paramount Tactical, YouTube Paramount Tactical, Gary Milton is a former U.S. Army Special Forces Green Beret, Weapons Sergeant, and Sniper Team Leader with four combat tours. He worked full-time in Unit Chief and Special Tactical Instructor at a federal agency. He is the owner and lead instructor at Paramount Tactical Solutions. He currently works full-time running Paramount Tactical. You've, you know, just been drafted into all this. Now you're in the info war full-time. 35,000-foot view and just everything else you want to get into. Because we talked, you know, 7, 8, 9 hours ago. Seems like a lifetime.
Yeah, no, I think you hit on so much already, Alex. You know, that's what we have going on. And where we are as a nation is so much better than we were a year ago. And that's why you exposing this psychological operation and why this is so important of what's going on with Candace. And it's not just Candace, right? And that's the thing that we need to realize is that's how you know it's a psyop. Because it's not just about finding Charlie Kirk's murderer. Like, he's in jail, and there's other questions that we all still have of that. But now this has turned into, don't vote, the Trump administration's bad, J.D. Vance is, you know, a Zionist shill, and that's where they're trying to take us off track. And you basically what you're talking about earlier is the fact that what we're in the middle of is just a classic Trojan horse operation, where they have put the enemy within our own camp, and are trying to cast and sow doubt, confusion, chaos amongst the conservatives. And the fact of the matter is, you know, no matter what anybody thinks, if you are on the conservative side, you're a Republican, you believe in liberty and freedom and the Constitution, like, we're 100 times better than we were over a year ago under the Biden administration. And yes, there's a lot to criticize about the Trump administration. And, you know, we can talk about—
I would just say 500 times, yeah.
Yeah, that easy. The fact is we could go through the list of accomplishments that he's done in less than a year, folks. That's the one thing we need to realize. He hasn't even been back in office for a full year. But if he did nothing else, as far as I'm concerned, did nothing other than close the border, I'm happy. Like, if that's all he accomplished.
And Kennedy is devastating the big pharma.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we can talk about all the different lobbyists. We can talk about the military industrial complex. There needs to be a real discussion about the pharmaceutical industrial complex and what's going on with that and poisoning our kids. And there's a whole litany of issues. But the fact is we don't win unless we're united. And, you know, going back to the Charlie Kirk situation, most of the time our initial instincts are right. Those are our God-given instincts coming forward without any thought, without any action on our part. And when Charlie was killed, within the first week or two, what did everybody do? Everybody on the right united. We knew what was going on. We saw it for the evil that what was. But then through incrementalism, people have been conditioned to put away their natural God-given instincts and say, no, you know what? TPUSA, Erica, America, they're not the victims. They're the ones that perpetrated this. They're the ones that killed Charlie. And it has taken time to condition you to believe that. And people have even forgotten that initial instinct of, you know what, we're not going to stand for this. Charlie was out there fighting for freedom. He was fighting
and for— And I see how they put hooks out that even tricked me at first. And all of it turned out to be rabbit trails other than Cash Patel covering up the leftists that aided him, which is all confirmed. And now that's why I'm even more pissed off is now I see how I wasn't focused on an attack from below.
No, absolutely. Look, we were primed after 4 years of Biden and a whole lot more, right? It's not just Biden. It's not just Trump. And it's like we have been lied to our government since the beginning of our government. But after January 6th, after COVID, after the stolen election of 2020, we were primed to completely reject anything from the government, even though that we have a better government. And don't get me wrong, just because Trump came in didn't mean the deep state went away. But we did have a better administration. And as soon as something like this, a crisis comes out, and then after a couple of weeks of people being conditioned to believe that they should suspect all these different things and none of the stuff that the government's telling us, we are immediately primed and conditioned to be like, you know what? I reject all of that. Even though there's evidence, even though this is logical, I'm going to reject that. I'm going to go to something that's completely illogical and doesn't have any
and
evidence.
And now, case in point, my listeners say, go investigate the planes, go investigate this. I go, look, it's a total cook, con man, huge criminal record, convicted on record now, video of him attacking his wife, what he said she did to him, he did. And they say, we don't care. Big deal. He beats his wife and runs around with a hammer. And the psyopers know what they're doing, but the minions have already been brainwashed. Literally, they're drinking Jim Jones Kool-Aid at this point.
Yeah, and look, the whole point of that video that we shared today, which is a huge revelation, is the fact that we have a man that is going on a podcast claiming that he was imprisoned by his 5'2" wife, that he was beat with hammers by his 5'2" wife, and that he was laid there on the floor and then had to beat the door in with the hammer that she just happened to
leave
there.
And she got his car keys and wouldn't let him leave. And it's her. He has the car keys and hides them on video and won't let her leave. It's everything he said she did, he did.
Yeah.
And even when they're shown it, first they go, it's AI. Then they edit it, put it out and say, we had an edited tape. I mean, this is demonic. Yeah. So they doubled down worse than I thought they would. This is sick evil.
It really is. It really is. And everything that this guy said about the Fort Huachuca, is his credibility is the only proof that we have. And he has zero credibility. This guy is a con man. He has taken multiple wives for hundreds of thousands of dollars. He has lived off these women.
Look, now they're jumping from Harpal, sorry, to an officer that looks like him. See, they're already trying to cover their tracks. Now they all have alibis.
Yeah, well, now we're going to go on a whole nother rash of lookalikes and demanding alibis from all these people. Like, this is why you don't negotiate with terrorists. This is why you don't feed into this nonsense. I would suggest that anyone that Candace is throwing any accusations at them, that she provides them a warrant for any information, personal information, because that's how our society works. And if you're going to, we have.
Well, she's not a good faith actor, okay?
Yeah,
I called up TPUSA and said, you should put out pictures of where Erica is. They do. She says, oh, that's because you're guilty. I wasn't calling them because they're guilty. I said, just get out. They're not good faith actors.
No, at this point, I don't even know what they're accusing people of at this meeting, because now they're saying, well, we never said that this was a military meeting where they were planning the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Then what's the point?
Which they did say, which again discredits them.
I'm well aware. She starts off that podcast saying, after you all see what I'm getting ready to show you and tell you about, the only choice that the U.S. government is going to have is to come out and admit that they were involved in the assassination of Charlie Kirk. That's what she starts that entire podcast out. But now we're moving the goalposts. Now we're saying, well, we never said that. Well, then what is the meeting? And by the way, the only thing that Mitchell Snow ever says is that he saw people coming out of a meeting. I don't even know what that means, but he never heard anything. You have to, first of all, you have to make this illogical leap and assumption that there was a meeting. And then from there, you have to make a much grander illogical leap and say this was a meeting about Charlie Kirk. It's not like he said anything that he's like, oh, I overheard them talking about planning the assassination of Charlie Kirk. That's not the allegation.
Sure, but notice they already warmed up. Oh, it's not about the ninth now. It's about this plane and the undersecretary and these officers coming set up in July to tour the border. And so now they're all suspect. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, they got caught with their hand in the cookie jar, and now they're trying to claim it's not their hand. That's what's going on.
You notice Candace had to admit when Harrison called it 2 nights ago, because they have the congressman at 11 a.m. It's 8 a.m. there on TV. On C-SPAN, she's like, okay, he's innocent. Oh, so again, imagine the recklessness of just randomly picking people to make them the villain. Talk about sociopathic behavior. I mean, this is sick.
We would never allow, I definitely would never, I know you would never. We would never allow our government to pursue justice in this manner. And I don't understand why anybody would put up with a just a U.S. citizen, normal citizen out there, private citizen, and a podcaster to go out there and demand that people forfeit their privacy so that her curiosity can be met. Like,
and then he's convicted of menacing in the Hammer attack, 2016. He says on podcast the story, and it's the opposite on the video, and they say, we don't care he's attacking people with hammers.
Nope. Like, it's never been about facts. It's never been about an investigation. It's been about a smear campaign that they can't let go of. And it is destroying the Republican Party. It's destroying the conservative movement. They're intentionally destroying Charlie's legacy and life work. And they're trying to destroy his wife, his family, everything that he built, all while trying to claim that they love Charlie. We're doing this for Charlie. Like, get the F out of here. You don't care about Charlie. You never did. You're spiteful. You're bitter. And now you're trying to destroy the one thing that you couldn't control.
It's totally beyond sick. Again, I wake up and literally take a piss at 2 in the morning, and there's all these texts. Oh, here's the exclusive, you know, tactical giving it to you. And I'm like, okay, I'll put it out. I didn't realize you had the HD of it. I was just getting little clips I was sent from your stream. You'd already put it out. So, sure. I mean, I put out my, you know, HD. This is from 2016, but it's still a lot better footage from you. This is your little short video at Paramount Tactical on X. Paramount Tactical, Gary Melton. I mean, here's the breakdown of this, folks. This is a microcosm of the new warfare. They know the corporate media is over. They know it's all. So now they're going to come in with agents of chaos and do this and think you're stupid. Here it is.
And on that morning, she, you know, I was loading up the vehicle to go for this meeting. You know, she came out and acting real kind. She took my keys. She took my phone. She went back inside and you know, forced me to go back in and find out what was going on. Lures me to the garage that she pre-set up to be like a little prison. You know, she broke the garage doors. Hoarded stuff was stacked against the windows and the other doors. So, and she lured me in there and attacked me. Hit me with a hammer and, you know, break my thumbs, my feet, back my skull. And I got the hammer.
What year was this?
That was 25 June 2016.
So this is how long this has been going on. And just so everyone know, Mitch is still trying to get a divorce. This has been going on almost 10 years.
Eventually, I was hearing my son cry.
And he's convicted of this. You're about to see the video. What really happened?
Having her maul him with the dogs again. And she had done that multiple times.
I love the slang. It's always
really bad. So when I heard him crying, I used the hammer to go ahead and break the door handle to get back in, to get to my keys, get my son, get my phone. I used the hammer to go ahead and break the door handle to get back in, to get to my keys, get my son.
He's chasing around with a hammer. How dare her run for safety?
Yeah, I called for help.
I called for dispatch.
And, you know, she tried to attack me and pulled on my arm while I was holding the phone, dislocated my arm. That's actually one of the surgeries. I'm still recovering from, I'm getting surgeries from it.
Here's what really happened.
Catch that Mustang. Stop it!
Touched it.
Do not hit my Mustang.
You take me all you want. You're ruining our relationship because you gave your keys to your cousin.
I didn't give my keys to anybody.
You're the one who asked him to mess with your car.
Look at this soy boy.
I haven't touched this car in forever. It's been in my way.
It looks disabled.
I'd like you out of the way.
Very disabled.
I have no idea where the keys are. Would love to know.
Watch him menace her with a hammer.
But that's not what we were doing today.
Well, she menaced me with a hammer.
You have to do this. Don't defend yourself.
Ask you a question. I can defend myself all I want because you're being insane.
You want to video record shit?
You want to threaten to hit my car with a hammer? God damn it! Marriage over, Mitch. Goodbye.
They're literally defending this by the millions right now.
Then you stop it.
You know what? Do it all you want.
This is Candace Owens champion.
Go ahead.
Me better than you treat this car. This is how you treat us.
Remember, she's trying to leave, folks, what he said she did.
My wife.
You watch the video. He throws the keys behind him when she comes out.
And then screams at us on Saturday mornings about things that are completely unimportant to her. Blames me for losing things I haven't touched.
Tried to ask you if you knew where they were.
I did, and I told you I don't know.
No, you never said that. You had to give me a little asshole answer.
I didn't give you an asshole answer. I gave you a smartass answer. It's Saturday morning, and it's okay to be a smartass. You do it all the time, Lene. What is so bad about being a smartass?
So she smartly closes the door. He's menacing with a hammer, and then here's what happened.
Yeah, I've never done crap like that, Mitch.
Yeah. That's what you do.
You just beat our door in with a hammer.
Why are you videotaping me?
Why are you acting crazy? You want me to let you in and that's what you do?
This is in front of their child, and all these Candace women love it. They're like, oh, God, he's sexy.
I use the hammer to go ahead and break the door handle to get back in, to get to my keys, get my son, get my phone.
And then he gets arrested and convicted and spends, whatever, 8 weeks in jail or whatever. And then these people defend it and say he's a great guy. These are truly sick, evil people. And Candace is now doubled down, which shows, in my view,
Look, Alex, I think the main point here is people need to stay on track with this. It's not the point that he hit the car with a hammer or anything else. The point here is, folks, is that he did this, and then he turned that story into, you know, a scene from Misery. He created from whole cloth, and he turned himself into a victim and goes on to a podcast and says that she, you know, pulled him into the garage.
He's a totally discredited liar. The opposite of what he said, convicted, and we're supposed to then worship this individual.
Yeah, like, I don't even care. Like, I'll be honest with you. If you're convicted for beating up your own property, I kind of have a problem with that. That's not the point. The point here is that he created from whole cloth. He completely lied. He is a pathological liar. And now you want us to take his word because he just happened to be down at Fort Huachuca and is saying now that he somehow stumbled upon the planning session for Charlie Kirk's assassination.
And then Candace Owens is doubling down. She loves this. He's more of a hero now. I didn't plug last hour because I've been so focused on the news. If I don't plug, we won't be here because I'm not funded by the Qataris or the Israelis or the Russians or the Jews or the Easter bunnies. I am funded by you. So I'm going to sell you products that really work so you want them. Now, we got two different flavors, Fruit Punch and in Freedom Mango. I didn't name this. It's a very, it looks like a firecracker. It's a beautiful cover. Ultimate power. How about unlimited power? Emperor Palpatine. But it really is a pre-workout, post-workout, Turbo Force 2.0. I mean, this is seriously powerful, super high quality. Everything it does for your body is next level. Ignites mental clarity and focus, cleans, sustain energy, enhance blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. L-citrulline converts to L-arginine. Don't know what that does. We got the best formula of it. It's amazing. L-theanine, relax, wake up, clarity and focus. Natural caffeine from coffee concentrated. Vitamin B12, the highest quality, B6 and more. This is really strong. If you love Turbo Force, you're going to love Ultimate Power. We should call it Unlimited Power. I remember Palpatine on the cover. The point is that it funds the operation. I said, hey, we need a clone of this product or make it better for their store. And they said, okay, this is what they came out with. I've been on them for a year to do this. It's really strong. Tiny little scoop. This thing, by the way, is heavy. This is like a whole bunch of servings, like a couple months worth. So get yours now. I like the Fruit Punch flavor. And by the way, today's one of the last days where you can get 60% off on Ultramethylene Blue, Irish Sea Moss, Shilajit, and more at thealexshowstore.com. Thanks for your support. Hour number 4 straight ahead.